Our supply of food has been inadequate for some time. Most edible plants seem to grow in the lowlands. We are several thousand feet above sea level, I would estimate, and still climbing. Vegetation of any kind is growing scarce. We use up a lot of energy on the trek, and we are not replacing it. We are undergoing changes in behavior. All of us have become prone to irritation, depression, sudden, inexplicable rages. I do not know if our situation can account for all of this. I think we have undergone changes in personality dating from the festival. We simply are not who we had been. Good luck this evening. Just at dusk, Wolfing spotted a deer. We all threw rocks at it, and through great fortune we broke its right foreleg and then pounded it to death with sticks. We built a fire, barely able to contain ourselves, for we had not realized how starved we were. We roasted the meat over an open fire, though this is a wasteful method, and devoured it half raw. Four sleeps later, we wished that we had looted the city when we had the chance, for now the country we passed through is truly barren. We are very high up now. We are beyond the tree line and still climbing. There are shrubs here, but very few animals of any description. Lanea no longer speaks to me, and she sleeps apart. She scorns me because I am a scribe, and because her desire is to be mate to a warrior. She watches Dernish constantly, and her eyes tell everything. Dernish pretends not to see, for that would be beneath his dignity as clan leader. But the others see, and they laugh at me. I don't know what to do about this. Why deny it any longer? We all detest each other. But it is a family hatred that we share, not comparable to the hatred we have for other clans. It makes no sense at all when you consider how we have been before the festival. And perhaps it should be viewed the other way. Our life before makes no sense in terms of our present condition.